some children that didn't know their grammar or their English, instead of saying I am not or something like that, well, they'd use the word ain't.
Mm-hmm.
But since I, I've always known it, that is, since I've started knowing a little about grammar and
mm-hmm.
English, I knew that it was incorrect.
Mm-hmm.
So I always try to use I am not, you are not, or whatever.
Have you ever gone to adult school?
No, I never have. No, I quit school in 1929. I haven't been
uh-huh.
to school ever since.
Say if I ask you, was that you I saw in town yesterday? You might say, no,
it was not me.
Mm-hmm. And if a woman wanted to buy a dress of a certain color, she'd take along a little square of cloth to use as a
sample.
And if she sees a dress that she likes very much, she'd say the dress is very
becoming, or very attractive, very pretty.
And, or it's just
right.
Uh-huh. And something she can wear over her dress in the kitchen.
Apron.
And to sign your name in ink, you'd use a
pen.
And to hold a baby's diaper in place.
Pen.
And soup that you buy comes in a can made out of
soup and tin.
Uh-huh. And a dime is worth
10 cents.
Uh-huh. And what would a man wear to church on Sunday?
Suit.
Mm-hmm. And if he just bought it, it'd be a brand
new suit.
Do you remember the three-piece suit?
Yes, uh-huh. The vest, a coat, and pants.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
What's the Spanish word for vest?
Vest is a... I can't think of it right now. Ay, ay, ay.
Do you hear chaleco?
Chaleco. Chaleco.
Uh-huh.
The chaleco, uh-huh. That's right.
Which word sounds... Which word do you think you would probably use?
In Spanish? Chaleco.
No, if you were talking... Do you ever speak this Tex-Mex?
Yes, a lot of times. Most of the time.
Which word seems more natural to you? To say chaleco or vest?
Well, if I were to... It all depended on who I was talking to.
Would you
care for some
sherbet?
Oh,
no, thank you. Okay.
Well, if I was talking to a person who didn't understand Spanish,
mm-hmm.
I would say best. But if I were talking to someone who spoke Spanish, I would say chaleco.
Uh-huh. So you would use...
Either one.
Uh-huh.
It all depended on the circumstance.
Uh-huh. Any other name for pants?
Pantalón.
Uh-huh. What about English?
Slacks.
Uh-huh. And something that a man would wear if he's working around the barn. Something that...
Oh yes, overalls.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. And if you went outside without your coat and you were cold and you wanted it, you'd say, would you go inside and...
Get my coat.
And what it to me?
Bring it to me.
Okay. So you say, so then he...
Brought it.
And you say, here I have...
Brought it.
Okay. And you say, that coat won't fit this year, but last year it...
It fits.
And if you stuff a lot of things in your pockets, it makes them...
Bulgy.
Okay. And you say, that shirt used to fit me until I washed it and it...
Shrank.
And every shirt I've washed recently has
shrunk.
And I hope this shirt doesn't
shrink.
And if a woman likes to put on good clothes, you'd say she likes to...
She likes to put on good clothes. Sure, she likes to elaborate.
Uh-huh. What about, she stands in front of the mirror and, you know, I would say she does.
Primping?
Would you say that about a man?
No, I would say he was grooming himself.